Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because as you know what I'm going to say next, we've got an exciting show for you today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And that is our the message of our very hearts and being, alive and well. We are focused on that. We are the Fanatic Organics. We are get rid of the poisons, get rid of the toxins, take in the great, wonderful supplements. And Alive and Well, right there we are at the 340 Hana Highway. And a complete store, or organic combinations that are uniquely alive and well, combinations, herbs, nutrients, proteins, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well. And there we are hand in hand with the magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. And it is. We have lovely air conditioning, lovely marble tabling, very comfortable, everything. With whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you like wild fish, you want organic meats or chicken, all those choices are there. And remember, the word broth is broad spectrum. And every single week, and we are so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers, we get that fabulous, always brought into us continuously, of the local organic vegetables, etc. And then we have a high concentration juicer, only packed in glass, one of all the wonderful juices. In addition, we have the magnificent vegetables, organic, of course, incorporated into all of our different and varied dishes that are so fabulous, delicious, and wonderful, and great prices. Great prices.
And delicious as well.
And delicious and poison free. No poisons. No poisons. We don't let poison in that door. Poison tries to come in that door, they gotta face us, man. We ain't letting them. Okay? That's the thing. All right.
How about a soothing blend of coconut milk, mango, bananas, kava, ashwagandha, and blue spirulina?
They have all kinds of wonderful choices of smoothies, vegetables, and all kinds of vegetables and all kinds of protein.
I was hoping you'd pick up on that cue.
Yes, they have a zillion in addition to all the broth and all the vegetables and all the proteins. They also make the most magnificent smoothies, and we have people coming from all over saying these are the greatest smoothies, and they're all organic.
And how about some strawberries, cucumber, mint, moringa, and chia seed, which is what?
I don't know, because they change it. They have a lot of variety. They're always changing and always doing.
Of course, and you can get your own custom smoothie as well.
Yes, you can get your custom smoothie. They're really fabulous.
But
they're
can get your Vortex water.
Yeah, Vortex water.
Vortex
say
water.
It the way I want to say it, okay?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. So? Vortex. Can't you ever learn?
Vortex.
How many times have I said it?
Vortex.
Vortex. A vortex water.
It's Viva
la vortex.
Or F
That's
with the
more
vortex.
Like with French or Spanish.
Okay.
Viva la vortex. Okay? That's right.
Okay.
Get it into the right
Well, it's
mood.
Alive and well water, I can tell you that, because when you combine, when you reinvigorate, when you mix up and churn the hydrogen and oxygen components that comprise water, you get alive and well water, vortex water, which rejuvenates every cell and mitochondria in your body. So when you get thirsty, don't just drink water, drink vortex water, which is highly oxygenated, highly hydrogenated, and really wet water, which it's active again.
That's
it's
right.
Like, I always say this, on the road to Hana,
yes,
you see these beautiful waterfalls,
oh,
Maui waterfalls.
Yes, yes, okay. Maui, yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
Every time I do that, I say, that's vortex.
The vortex,
it's
that's
coming
right.
Away. That's what it does.
And remember, I don't know how much you'd remember of this, and I wasn't quite around yet. But anyway, it says that in 1938, there was a very famous doctor, M.D., Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, the highest award, in that area forever, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And they talk about that, the hydrogen and the oxygen.
Right.
These two parameters are very positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized and the pH is 7.8, which is very high, which is absolutely amazing. So you're getting things, we can't make that guarantee, but we do know that the bad guys can't live on the rich oxygen and freedom of toxic chemicals, etc.
For sure.
Vortex.
And I cast the winning vote. Did you know that?
No.
1938, I was 2 years old. I cast the winning
You're
vote.
You're telling people how old
for
you are?
Dear old Otto was a pal of mine. Okay.
But I had a famous lady who was the head of a theater that I used to act at a lot, and you did too, and she said, Mona, will you stop? Never tell people your age.
I didn't tell anybody my age.
Oh, you just told them that's not a wise thing.
How good
all the
is
time.
Their math? I don't know.
I might say I'm 30, maybe I'm going on 40, that kind of thing. So you're getting detoxification, cell availability, they guarantee saving energy, and all kinds of wonderful things. All of that with that amazing vortex water, okay?
And all that at Alive and Well.
All that at Alive and Well and only Alive and Well.
Nature's Health Solutions, that's Alive and Well.
Right, and let's start by saying that Den and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. We share information about what doctors, whether they're holistic or not holistic, what they have learned in clinical trials, all right? Very important. About what they have learned, and these facts are often just thrown into hidden, you know, because of how important they threaten the drug companies. A lot of these facts about nutrients,
and because the drug companies and the drugs they promote are not designed to create life; they're designed to reduce symptoms of an unhealthy condition, which is wonderful. Get relief from the cough or for the whatever the symptom might be, but they don't create new cells,
they have toxic side effects,
new enzymatic recreations. That's what nutrients do, and that's why we adhere to the holistic physician's aspect of medicine, and that is to recreate the life promoting substances that give you a healthy, new, wondrous energy level in life.
And supporting, quoted by doctors, supporting what nutrients can do for you. And speaking of that, this is new that came out, and it's very important, so we're sharing this right away, so listen up. You can't be too busy to listen to this important fact. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has been petitioned to approve 118 nutrient disease health claims.
They're petitioned by the pharmaceutical industry.
No, they have been petitioned because, let's just read exactly what it says. Each one was drawn from the government's own scientific publications.
All right.
These are proven things about nutrients, and now they have to be able to bring the information out to the public.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, okay, you got it. For decades, these are doctors reporting this. This life-saving information about the nutrients has been kept from the public, hidden behind the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, red tape, in breach, that's in violation of the FDA Modernization Act of 1997 and the will of Congress. And they say here, imagine picking up a bottle of vitamin D3 and finally being able to read, quote, vitamin D3 reduces the risk of respiratory infections. And they quote that because they know that.
So the petitioning is to release this information.
Information, that's
okay.
Right. Or choosing potassium-rich nutrients and foods and seeing, quote, potassium reduces the risk of high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, and stroke. And these and many others are science-backed statements made by the National Institute of Health and the Centers for Disease Control. That is, they says here, the government's own scientists. And yet, the FDA has disregarded the rule of law and blocked these truths for more than 25 years. All because, listen, the agency wants to protect its paymasters in big pharma.
Now, and pharma is spelled PHARMA,
capitalized.
Not big farm.
No,
big pharmaceutical.
That's right. That big pharma is the word for the pharmaceutical drug industry. And they want to stop you from knowing that even the government is aware of the science on natural alternatives to drugs. This petition could help spur a transformation in health, but it's going to be an uphill battle, say the doctors, against the FDA. This is very important. And could you read this, Dan? Can you see that to read?
Sure.
Well, this, I want to say,
we have enough light.
Interesting. Okay. Dr. David Brownstein, now this is another thing that's been proven, and it says how it's proven. MD, he writes about, here's just one nutrient, which we have it alive and well. It's incredible. It's also been proven to take all the calcification out of the arteries and take those calcifications along with vitamin D3 and put them in the bones to build your bones, but also to help your arteries. Can you read what Dr. David Brownstein says
can
about
I
vitamin
read what
K2?
Dr. Brownstein said?
Vitamin
of
K2.
I can. Okay, vitamin K2 protects longevity.
That's
so
length
Brownstein.
Of living, good life.
K2, beneficial for treating heart failure and heart disease by preventing hardening of the arteries. Research studies also show that vitamin K2 helps with eliminating calcium deposits from the arterial linings and the tissues. In addition, says the doctor, vitamin K2 is important for healthy bones. It reduces loss of calcium from bones, in reducing the risk of bone fractures.
Very important.
It prevents osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And improves the quality of bones.
There.
It is also essential for healing injuries, says the doctor.
Good grief.
And now we know how important it is for protecting your longevity. Research out of the University of USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on aging found that older adults with low vitamin K2 levels below 0.5 nanomoles per liter had a 19% higher risk of all-cause death over 13 years compared with those who had adequate blood levels.
Yeah, could you stop right now?
The
scientists showed that the older adults who had low levels of the vitamin K2 had a much higher risk of death from any cause, all-cause mortality.
And that's because the calcium and the magnesium, which are so important for creating bones, also help create brain tissue and heart function and mitochondrial function. And so when you don't digest these things well to begin with as you age, your digestion efficiency diminishes dramatically. So the digestion of whatever you're eating in your food is not doing the job. By taking the nutrients, say these holistic physicians and the government, your body converts the vitamin D3, which is renowned for building bones, into an active form which actually does build the bones.
And here's the other thing.
The K2 is required to get the D3 activity into bone building procedure.
And what has been recognized, and we've quoted innumerable times, and what is absolutely truth that is totally verified, is that the calcification that exists in the bones and accelerates in the bones is a leading cause of death, right up at the very top of the leading cause of death.
Because it blocks the capillaries.
That's right.
It blocks the blood flow.
The veins and the arteries. And with what has been proven is along with the vitamin D3 and the K2, they work together to take out all the calcification out of the veins and arteries and put them in the bones where it's supposed to be and keep the healthy arteries and veins.
Yes, and the K2 prevents the deposits of irregular minerals, calcium and other deposits in the arteries and capillaries. Keep in mind, the capillaries and the arteries are microscopic, folks. A little bit of debris in those things and they plugs them up and they wither and die, dry up and crusty and dry out. So the nutrients don't get from where they're supposed to go to your brains or your heart or whoever it is. The K2 keeps them pliable, keeps the arteries and capillaries pliable and open for proper transmission of blood and nutrition. It's phenomenal what goes on.
It is. And you know, if this has just come out a couple of days ago, actually, and here is the Dr. Mercola reporting it, and it was in the news, and this is, here it is, that's why it's called breaking news, it just came out. Johnson & Johnson has been sued over Tylenol use. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson and its spinoff, Kenvu, accusing them of misleading pregnant women about the safety of Tylenol. The suit claims the companies kept promoting Tylenol as safe during pregnancy, even as all studies showed that acetaminophen, the drug's main ingredient, raises the risk of autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and all development problems in children. Paxton said the case aims to hold drug makers accountable for putting their profits over public health. For years, this is the report from the medical report, research has warned that using acetaminophen during pregnancy can affect a baby's brain development. Experts say the drug causes oxidative stress, disrupts hormones, especially with frequent or long-term use. Even short-term use, they caution, is not risk-free. Despite this, health agencies haven't required clearer warnings, leaving many mothers unaware of the probable dangers. As evidence continues to grow, health experts say that expectant mothers must stop acetaminophen and use natural, non-drug ways to manage pain or fever. Supporters of this case say women deserve full information to make safer choices for themselves and their babies. Can you believe?
I believe the pharmaceutical industry, well, from every holistic physician in the world, talks about how the pharmaceutical, big pharma, corrupts the health industry by simply reducing the symptoms, but not talking about the health. They say reduce the symptoms of a headache, and it's a healthy development if you reduce the symptoms of a headache. Well, if the symptoms of the headache also cause developmental problems of your heart or your eyes or your brains or your child, that isn't so good. You want to use nutrients which can build, reduce the symptoms, heal the negative underlying condition, and promote life in every cell.
You know, and in the, and they go up here. It's just amazing. Okay, the end says they list here that are among the most hazardous drugs in the U.S. And that's all, you know, the whole category, and the Tylenol and the other one. They are the leading cause of drug-related hospital admissions, heart attacks, strokes, bleeding, and kidney failure. At least 107,000 Americans each year have been admitted to the hospital because of the NSAID side effects. Kidney damage, increased risk of kidney disease from NSAIDs at least 20%, 212% up to 212%. Kidney failure, 65.7% were those who used NSAIDs regularly.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
That's right.
Drugs.
That's all those over-the-counter, including Tylenol. NSAIDs, now this is from the doctors, raise cardiovascular risk. They raise the risk of heart attacks and death, extensive studies, by 326%. Did we hear that?
Three times plus.
326%. And then McCullough quotes all the medical trials that have proved that. Increase the risk of heart attacks and deaths by extensive studies, 326% increase of death. Two of the worst ones, Vioxx, that's Merck, and Celebrex, Pfizer, okay, they were the drugs from Merck and Pfizer, were designed to reduce stomach bleeding, but instead caused heart attacks and strokes. Merck, that's the company, the pharmaceutical drug company Merck, hidden, the data on Vioxx risk. Eventually, it was withdrawn after an estimated 120,000 deaths caused by that over-the-counter.
Yep.
I mean, that Celebrex, still on the market, has been linked to 75,000 deaths. Merck's handling of Vioxx later informed how pharma pushed the HPV vaccine. And gastrointestinal bleeding is common and often fatal. And NSAIDs caused bowel damage in over 50% and leading to enteropathy and chronic illness, impair healing, all kinds of things.
Created
and
by the drugs.
Created by the drugs. All of that with the drugs and Tylenol and the other drugs and all of that stuff. My God, right? And we have to stop doing that, okay? And these drugs cause ADHD, learning and social motor skills, attention, cognition, emotions, and behavior, all of that. So we need to be doing the healthy, safe alternatives.
And somewhere in the 1980s, I believe it was, Congress passed a bill to make pharmaceutical companies not responsible for the side effects created by their drugs. Can you imagine such a thing?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Protect the pharmaceutical industry. Protect anybody who's making a drug that is supposed to do one thing on the market to help with health, but to be protected against any kind of adverse effects of that product. Huh?
Right.
Well, that's what Congress did. They passed a bill protecting the drug industry. Why? It's called payoff, folks.
That's right. Remember that, you know, music shouldn't be something that expresses that. But what was this point?
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Money makes the world go round in a most attractive, most alarming way.
Yeah.
But money. And Joe Gray did that. And what was that called?
That was in
Cabaret,
of course.
Thank you, Gary.
I love that. Wonderful. My aunt even did the paintings of Cabaret, the Joel Gray film. Okay. Anyhow, that's right. And in speaking about money, can we talk about the next that just came out? Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, just reporting this. This has been in the news. And this is, he's citing the clinical trials that actually said that.
Everything we talk about on this radio show, folks, is from holistic physicians, okay? It's what they've proven to be factual. We don't just spread mystical, wonderful, miracle health cures. We talk about actual science proving that it builds health and longer life.
Can you do me a favor? Can you read first he encapsulated the major points, Dr. Joseph Mercola, with all the medical background, and then give it to me?
Well,
the American Academy of Pediatrics mining children for profit. Read that first page.
May I?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Mining children for profit, the American Academy of Pediatrics. The American Academy of Pediatrics is heavily funded by the pharmaceutical companies.
Now, do people understand what the American Academy of Pediatrics, that's all the children's doctors, okay? That's the American Academy of Pediatrics. All the children's doctors.
And they're heavily funded by the pharmaceutical industry, influencing policies that promote more medical interventions for children while reducing parental control. The American Academy of Pediatrics' top priority is to eliminate parental authority over childhood vaccination. Wow.
Wow.
Replacing it with state, government, or provider control. Provider is the drug industry.
That's right. Taking away the rights of the parents in every conceivable manner.
Major health issues like rising obesity, increasing autism rates, and chronic illness prevention are absent from the American Academy of Pediatrics' top 10 priorities. Let me say that again. What are the top 10? Nobody's really knows except promoting drugs, but here's what is not included. Child health issues like rising obesity, they're not concerned about that. Increasing autism rates, not concerned about that. Chronic illness, they're not concerned about that. Those are absent from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The American Academy of Pediatrics uses rare measles outbreaks to justify removing personal and religious vaccine exemptions, despite measles mortality already being near zero before mass vaccination even began. And ignoring preventive strategies, the American Academy of Pediatrics approach sets children up for lifelong dependence on what? Pharmaceutical products rather than building lasting health.
And praise God for
that's a direct
top
quote from
Dr. Joseph Mercola in the investigation of the clinical trials and the stuff. It's not his opinion, okay? And he goes on to say here that over the past several decades, that's 20 years, the health landscape for children has shifted dramatically. Chronic illness becoming far more common. And they go on to say, the AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, reveal a profound shift away from parental rights. Okay? the American Academy of Pediatrics is structured to prioritize its members' income over children's well-being, according to David Bell, senior scholar at Brownstone Institute and a former medical officer and scientist at the World Health Organization. And he shows that the AAP top priority is to remove parents from decision-making about whether their children receive medical procedures, especially vaccinations. With 67,000 members in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, the AAP, okay, American Academy of Pediatrics, influence is enormous. It's funding from pharmaceutical companies like Moderna, Merck, Sanofi, and GlaxoSmithKline creates a direct financial link between the organization's policy positions and industry profit. And the organization's published priorities reveal striking omissions that directly affect children's health outcomes. Among its top 10 goals, the AAP does not address three of the most urgent and widely discussed issues affecting children today. These are increasing obesity, autism epidemic, and the overall rise in chronic illness. Its strategy aligns with creating lifelong pharmaceutical customers rather than fostering lifelong health. And they go on to say, this outcome benefits the same corporations funding the AAP. The group operates on the view that personal medical decisions should be subordinate to state requirements or a doctor's orders, even when those orders involve products the doctor is financially incentivized to promote. Then they talk about the financial influence. That means what their financial influence, which has been proven, is promoting more pharmaceutical interventions for children, removing parental veto power, and ignoring preventive health strategies that would reduce dependency on medical products, okay? They don't want children to take the nutrients, okay? Okay?
And if you would like to sign a petition that applies to Hawaii, come to Alive and Well, because the petition is an appeal to the government to rescind the mandatory vaccination of all children. Right now in Hawaii, the government says you must take all the mandatory vaccinations that the government says you must take. And people who have freedom of health choice say the vaccines are terrible in many respects, and they've not been properly addressed by the pharmaceutical industry or the drug or the government. But by the government taking the influence from the pharmaceutical industry, they have established policies that everybody, every child, must have mandatory vaccines on the scheduled routine established by the pharmaceutical company.
Yes, and they go on, they say that you're take practical steps to protect your child's health and right to decide, just as you said, Dennis. And your goal is twofold: keep your child healthy, so they're less likely to need any chronic medical interventions. Take deliberate steps to protect your ability to make informed decisions about their care, says Dr. Mercola and the other doctors, holistically minded, okay? Stay informed about medical products and policies. Okay, and then they also go on to say, address chronic illness risk early and naturally with nutrients and getting away from the poisons and the toxins. And just like they summarize, what is the main concern with the AAP? The AAP has shifted its focus away from prevention and the root cause solutions for children's health, prioritizing policies that remove parental authority over medical decisions, especially vaccinations, while receiving funding, that's money, from major pharmaceutical companies.
Have you ever heard of the VAERS? VAERS report. Have you ever heard of that? It's every once in a while it'll come up in conversation about the vaccines. VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. Well, it's there for a reason. Why? Because there are adverse events from taking vaccines. And sudden infant death is perhaps one of the most notorious. All the people, all the babies that died, you've heard of sudden infant death syndrome. Well, it wasn't the baby's fault. The baby had been injected with vaccines and later died within 24 hours.
Yeah, and
that's... But anyway, the vaccine adverse event, what's that?
Okay, because there's more report here. I'm just going on just on what you're saying. But we have, okay, and it does hear Dr. Mercola.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me finish.
Go right ahead, okay. Dear. Yes, this is the vaccine. Okay.
Is that an article on the vaccine adverse event report?
Yes.
Oh, then read that.
Okay, this is what he's reporting here, and this came out also just now. For over a century, the doctor reporting and backing it up has been repeatedly, vaccination has been repeatedly linked to severe neurological injuries, including brain damage.
And death.
With many modern studies showing a 300 to 700% increase in—that's 300 to 700% increase in common chronic illnesses. To dodge this massive liability, all research into vaccine injuries and many other catastrophes like Agent Orange was suppressed, so that health authorities could claim there was no evidence. A quote, a vaccine harm. Another scheme, says the doctor, was to redefine brain injuries as just autism rather than encephalitis, which the U.S. government was legally required to provide injury compensation for. Previously, children with significant vaccine brain damage were referred to as, quote, mentally retarded. However, they say, after a multi-decade campaign canceled retarded, they were instead diagnosed as autistic, a vague term which blurs severe and disabilities together, thereby effectively concealing the severe cases from the public's awareness. And when vaccinated, and they go on, and unvaccinated children are compared, chronic illnesses are 300 to 700 as common.
Okay, the frequency of vaccine injuries. When vaccinated and unvaccinated children are compared, chronic illnesses are 300 to 700 times more common in the vaccinated children. Because of this, there's a long-standing embargo on ever conducting this type of research. In other words, the numbers aren't what the drug industry wants, so they stop the research, allowing the status quo to remain that no evidence exists between vaccine and the injury. So if you don't do the tests, then there's no evidence.
Gosh, it's all lies.
But again, the vaccine adverse event reporting system, during the COVID debacle, suddenly there were so many reports of negative reports, responses to the COVID vaccine, that the government stopped issuing any kind of publication on the number and or the severity of the vaccine negative results.
And then they list
all
here.
All of a sudden, the vaccine adverse events reporting system was just too busy to handle any incoming calls or frequent requests for information.
Right, and then they list here with all the background of information. We don't even have enough time, but we can quickly they list here of proportional hazards for vaccine exposure and development of chronic health conditions, and that's what the doctors are reporting here. In increasing things were asthma, allopathic disease, autoimmune diseases, brain dysfunction, cancer, diabetes, food allergy, mental health disorders, neurodevelopment disorders, nerve development, ADHD, autism, behavioral disability, development disability, intellectual disability, learning disability, motor, speech, tics, that's, you know, the constant shaky, other psychological disabilities, neurological, and seizures. All of these different things, diabetes, they go on to say, unbelievable, all related to the vaccine. Unbelievable. What do you say? This is the doctor's setting up, giving you that information.
Do you hear this information being dispensed by the government? No. Do you hear the information being dispensed by the pharmaceutical companies who manufacture these drugs? No. To hear glowing reports about how wonderful vaccines are and they've never had any adverse effects? Yes. You hear that all the time. From who? The manufacturers of the vaccines and the government trying to protect them, their rear end. The idea is, say, holistic physicians, again, folks, go with nature, the health building
the nutrients that are known even forever, from the time zero, our kids are, you know, in the 50s, they were, I mean, 50 and sun and all of that. But all as far back as that, they knew about the importance of to the brain and the heart and the eyesight and everything, of the right type of fish oils given to the children, the right type of nutrients. We knew that as far back, and they go on to in the reports to say one of the most widely recognized side effects of vaccination is neurological damage, particularly to the cranial nerves and brain. Prior to the censorship, which took over medical journals, reports of vaccine brain and nerve injuries, including encephalitis, were extensively reported, says the doctor, throughout the medical literature.
Go back to the beginning of that phrase.
One of the most...
Wait a minute. Go back to the beginning.
That is.
Prior to
the censorship.
Censorship.
Which meant they couldn't say it anymore. Which took over all the our medical journals, reports of vaccine brain and nerve injuries, including encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, were extensively reported throughout the medical literature, including many identical to what are seen in modern-day autism.
And then they censored all that information.
That's right.
Why?
Furthermore, it used to be widely recognized that vaccines could make you, quote, mentally retarded, say the journals, or, quote, severely retarded.
Okay. But the word retarded has a terrible connotation to it. So they changed the word from retarded to, what is the new term? It's when you're...
ADHD, autistic.
That's what they said. They're autistic. They're not mentally retarded.
Yes, that's exactly. Would you read this? Because that's exactly what they say.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, here's what I was trying to say. Once the societal conception of vaccine brain injuries was shifted from the word mentally retarded to autism, a push began to normalize autism. That is the terms like neurodiversity.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't sound retarded. Neurodiversity is not retarded.
Unbelievable.
It's autism. And autism really is retarded brain development, thereby making the condition even more taboo to criticize the complications of the illness and the procedures for addressing that illness. Fortunately, independent voices are beginning to sound the alarm over the issue. Gavin DeBecker, a longtime advocate for vaccine safety, in an excellent newly released book, points out that there is no clear definition for autism or a definitive way to diagnose much of it. The same people who whitewashed the link between autism and vaccines by claiming there is no evidence, also did the same for many other controversies, such as Agent Orange being safe. Remember the Agent Orange debacle?
In reality,
due to faulty production by Monsanto, Agent Orange was extremely dangerous. Vaccines causing SIDS, something there actually is a century of evidence.
SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome.
And those babies all had received vaccines within 24 hours before dying.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS.
And the medical profession says, it's a mystery. Nobody knows what the cause is.
Just for money, just for profit.
That's the whole name of the
game. We have to rise up against this evil. If there's nothing else we can do, that's the one thing we got to rise up.
Can you imagine you have a baby 6 months old? That's when you got to start taking vaccines.
Unbelievable.
You get the vaccine and suddenly the baby dies overnight. It's a mystery. Nobody knows why. Can't point to the vaccine. No, vaccines wouldn't do that. Vaccines are without side effects. No problem with vaccines.
Lie, liar.
So, again, going on with the article. Vaccines are causing Gulf War syndrome. Oh, remember that one. A devastating military illness. Congress's Government Accounting Office admitted was likely due to a poorly manufactured anthrax vaccine.
Unbelievable, and you know,
covered up.
I always applaud And he is not a holistic doctor, but he is super famous, and that's why he's the leading doctor on TV. This guy stood up for the right in this. And when we were, every single day, there was the threat and the thing of COVID and everything was going on. And Dr. Mark Siegel, MD, came on and said, stop looking to the vaccines. Promote your natural immunity. You have natural immunity to fight this off without the side effects. He said, vitamin D3, your body's ability to fight an infection, N-acetylcysteine eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion, and he made the point.
And quercetin.
Before we get into that, one of the points he made about the NAC was that it prevents the death of the alveoli in the lungs. He says those are the cells responsible for breathing, the reason people die from these infections. Prevents the death of the alveoli and eliminates the congestion, etc. And then he talked about the natural bioflavonoid, quercetin.
Quercetin is a natural decongestant, anti-inflammatory, antiviral. Just combine that with vitamin C.
That's right.
And D3 and zinc.
And the NAC.
And NAC.
That's
and
right.
Your body creates killer cells.
That's right.
And he went on to explain it in detail. Those killer cells your body creates are a natural given phenomenon in the human anatomy. With those nutrients, the killer cells kill all the viruses, all the yeast, the fungus, the mold, the pathogens, everything that's trying to kill you. Your immune system presents killer cells which kill the pathogens first. Now, what made this so astounding to me, I was on the edge of my seat when I saw this on television. Dr. Siegel is often referred to as the medical authority for whatever the discussion is on television. And his answer to everything prior to this statement on nutrients to combat the virus, every time I saw him on television, he was referred to as the authority, whatever the condition might be. It was a drug. Another drug, and another drug, and another drug, and another drug. And when the guy said Siegel is going to give us the answer for the COVID, I thought, oh my God, more drug.
Yeah.
But Siegel came on, completely surprised me, and I think anybody who
had
ever heard him before. The announcer was panicked about, this is 5 years ago, folks, 5-6 years ago, when COVID was coming. COVID isn't here yet, but it's going to kill everybody. And thousands of people have been killed in the Orient. It's going to kill Americans right and left because there's no defense. There's nothing against it. There's no miracle drug. Well, Dr. Siegel will be here in a second. He'll tell us maybe what we can do. Siegel came on, and he was introduced, and the announcer went into the same panic mode he was in prior. And Siegel interrupted him quite rudely and said, listen. And the guy listened. He shut up. He says, we are created with an innate immune function. Fortify what you have. And the guy says, I have. He says, take quercetin and vitamin C, D3 and zinc.
And NAC, right, that's right.
NAC. And your body creates killer cells. And those killer cells kill. All the bad guys that are trying to kill you.
It
isn't just.
And heals your body to be able to fight anything off naturally and well.
And it prevents the formation of cancers, and it prevents the degradation of your vascular system. And it creates the chronic it neutralizes the chronic inflammation, which is the bedrock of all disease.
That's right. You know, I didn't want to leave because they're Health and Human Services, and this thing about the report that Mercola was writing about the thing on vaccination, and he's talking here, brain damage, encephalopathy, was widely recognized complication of vaccination with all the medical trials backing that up. Hence, this is one of the few neurological conditions for which it stipulated that coverage was required, you know, medical and all that stuff. And then it goes on to say in their conclusion, despite endless attempts by the Centers for Disease Control to gaslight us about the COVID vaccines.
To deceive us.
That's right. More and more of the public is now awakening to the fact that they are, in fact, the vaccines killing people. I'm reading. This was best shown by a recent poll that found 56% of American voters believe the COVID vaccines caused mass death, along with previous ones that showed 2 years ago, 49% believed the vaccines caused a significant number of deaths, while a year ago, 53% did. 4 years ago, 32% believed public health officials were lying about the safety of COVID-19 vaccination. And 2 years ago, 57% wanted Congress to investigate how the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, handled the assessing of vaccine safety. All of this going on and on and on and on and on.
And who would believe the government lies to you? Who would believe such a thing? Huh? They wouldn't lie, would they? They're elected. The FDA is it's created to protect us, right? Right? Right?
Well, you know what? If you think the FDA is here to protect us, okay, maybe you should, maybe you should call me Miss Piggy. Or because I'm going to talk about something about pigs, okay?
Really?
This isn't funny, but you got to inject a little bit of humor, right? Here and there.
Miss Piggy. Well, if it isn't funny,
this
don't
is a piggy
bother.
Thing. No, yeah. I am. It's a piggy thing. Okay. It's a piggy.
All right.
And this is what's, and these are the top doctors doing the analysis of what's going on. This is unbelievable. A piggy thing, and it's a nasty piggy thing. So if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, maybe you can feel a good about not eating the piggies. Unless they're, here it is. And this is the report, just came out again. Why the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, still allows a carcinogen, that's a cancer-causing substance, in pork products. And the abbreviation is?
And the FDA allows it.
Carbadox, a drug given to pigs in United States farms, is a known carcinogen that international experts declared unsafe at any level of exposure, even though the FDA has acknowledged Carbadox risk for decades, that's many 10 years. Industry pressure and regulatory delays have allowed it to remain on the market.
What allowed it?
Industry pressure. And here they're saying all other countries, including Canada, Brazil, the UK, United Kingdom, Australia, and the entire European Union, that's all the European countries, banned Carbadox years ago, leaving American consumers exposed to the risk considered unacceptable elsewhere. This goes on. Cancer remains one of the leading causes of death worldwide, with new cases rising steadily each year, says the doctor. That reality makes it all the more alarming when carcinogens are knowingly allowed to enter the food supply in the U.S. One example involves feed additive used in pig farming that experts have already determined to be unsafe at any level of exposure. This concern is not limited, they say, to pork on your plate. Farm workers handling animal feed are directly exposed, and surrounding communities face contamination as the waste from large-scale operations seeps into waterways. When a compound carries risk for consumers, workers, and the environment alike, the failure to act quickly carries consequences far beyond the farm. Many countries already responded by banning this additive outright, while American regulators have delayed meaningful action for decades. That leaves U.S. consumers vulnerable to a hazard others deemed unacceptable long ago. Can you read this?
American regulators?
FDA delays put your risk at health.
Please, folks, we're dispensing a lot of information here directly from the doctors. Hold on to your hat because listen a little bit longer. FDA delays of the FDA put your health at risk. A report from the Food Animal Concerns Trust explains that Carbadox, a feed additive used in U.S. pig farming, was determined by the United Nations Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Foods to have no safe level.
poison is poison. Your father said that. There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
That's right.
Go ahead.
This means, says the article, even the smallest trace is dangerous for humans because it leaves behind carcinogenic byproducts that damage our DNA. Despite this, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has kept it on the market for years, acknowledging the risk but failing to act. The drug is still given to millions of pigs each year. Over half of pigs raised for food in the U.S. are exposed to carbidoc. Now, if I might say something.
Yes.
The last 9 out of 10 heads of the FDA, 9 out of 10 former commissioners of the FDA now work for the drug companies. Wonder why? Could they have been bought off while they were in tenure, while they were in office? Well, folks, that's the name of the game. It's pay and get your results.
That's
what you
right.
get is what you pay for. And if you pay for corruption and poisoning of people and animals, you get to be the head of the FDA or get to the commissioners. They left the government office to become a commissioner of the FDA.
That's right. Take back your health. You've got to make that decision, okay? And you've got to make that decision also for your children. And you've got to take your steps, and you've got to do it now. Remember, okay? Remember. And no, and again, your dad, you know, when we were young, just kids, and if he saw us smoke a cigarette, we said, just a little bit. Because he would cut young kids, and he said, there's no, we said a little bit. He says, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison. That stayed in our lives forever.
Yeah.
And we didn't smoke another cigarette, but also that was a universal statement. There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
And you get
a lot of poison.
And my dad was a previous smoker of Camels.
Okay.
So he knew what he was talking about.
He knew what he was talking about. Anyway, we know what we're talking about. We care about you. We love you. You come into Alive and Well, and that is the message, that is the delivery. You won't even believe the incredible cafe, the broth cafe at Alive and Well, all the wonderful choices. You won't believe all the wonderful choices that are there at Alive and Well. And remember, you can call the 877-4950 for any one of our great services, anything, including loads of people call, we're going to be there in 10 or 15 minutes. Can you have this set up? Absolutely. Anything you want. Oh, we're going to have a party. We'll have it all set up for you, whatever level, how any minute, it's ready for you whenever you want it. And just call the 877-4950 for any one of our services. You want to send things, you want to get great products, anything, all of those things.
If you'd like to have a one-on-one consultation with Mona or with me, call 877-4950. We're not doctors. We don't play doctor. We give you the same kind of information free and no charge.
Right. No charge. Very comfortable, very wonderful. Remember, we are there. Alive and Well is there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.